Stockton and Darlington Railway in 1825. BBC News.
You're listening to BBC Radio 4, where on our special day of celebration, it's time now for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 1st of January. There are warnings of gales in all areas except Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. Low north at Sierra 986, moving steadily away east. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, northerly 6 to gale 8, squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. South at Sierra, 40s, Cromarty 4th, cyclonic, becoming northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, rain or sleet, then snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, southwest, veering north or northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain, then snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. German Bight, southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, veering northwest 5 to 7, rain then showers, poor, becoming good. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, southwest, gale 8 to storm 10, veering west or northwest 5 to 7, then veering north 4 or 5 later, rain and drizzle, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good. Portland, Plymouth, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north or northwest 4 to 6. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. Northwest Biscay, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northerly 3 to 5 later, rain later, good, becoming poor later. Southeast Biscay, southeast Fitzroy, southwesterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 to gale 8, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor. Northwest Fitzroy, southwesterly becoming cyclonic, 6 to gale 8, fair, then rain, good, becoming poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering north 4 to 6, occasional rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Irish Sea, southwest 6 to gale 8, veering north or northwest 4 to 6, showers, rain at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Shannon, northwest 6 to gale 8, veering north 5 to 7, showers, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes, north 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 later in Bailey, squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly 6 to gale 8, backing northwesterly 4 or 5 later, squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor, light icing. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by east 5, 19 miles, 992, now rising. Stornoway, northeast 6, 7 miles, 996, rising slowly. Lerwick, north-northeast 6, rain, 14 miles, 996, rising more slowly. Lucas, west-southwest 5, rain, 13 miles, 992, falling slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south 2, 997, falling quickly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 9, 2 miles, 1013. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1015. Jersey, southwest by south 5, 8 miles, 1018, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by south 7, 2 miles, 1014. Scilly Automatic, southwest 8, 5 miles, 1010, falling quickly. Valentia, west by north 4, recent drizzle, 11 miles, 1005, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 5, slight rain, 12 miles, 997, falling. Malin Head, west northwest 6, slight showers, 5 miles, 993, now rising. Now to the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, during New Year's Day, an Arctic air mass over Scotland will move southwards. Strong winds and gales will cover all waters, with severe gales affecting the English Channel at first. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. North or northeast 6 to gale 8, backing northwest 5 to 7. Occasional sleet, then squally snow showers. Moderate, becoming good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Cyclonic at first in south, otherwise northeast, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, backing northwest later. Occasional rain, then snow showers, squally in north. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west or southwest, veering northeast, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, then backing northwest, 5 or 6 later. Occasional rain, snow showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest, 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first, veering northwest, 4 to 6. Rain at times, wintry showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, veering westerly 4 or 5, then veering northerly or northwesterly later. Rain at times, showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northerly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, fair later. Moderate or poor, occasionally good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in east, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, then veering northerly 4 or 5 later. Rain at times, fair later. Moderate or poor, occasionally good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, southwest 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest 4 to 6, then veering north later. Mainly fair, then rain. Showers later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering west or northwest 5 or 6, then veering north or northeast 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel, southwest 7 or gale 8 at first near St David's Head, otherwise west or northwest 5 or 6, veering north or northeast 4 or 5 later. Rain then showers, becoming wintry, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west or northwest 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering north later, then decreasing 4 later. Occasional rain then showers, becoming wintry. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, west or southwest 5 or 6, veering north or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 or 4 later. Occasional rain, then fair. Good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, west or northwest, veering north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, then snow showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Westerly or northwesterly, veering northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, then snow showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, north or northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first. Occasional rain, then snow showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, northeast backing north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Occasional sleet, then squally snow showers, moderate becoming good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, northeast backing north 7 or gale 8, occasionally 6 at first. Squally snow showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
This is BBC Radio 4, and now the shipping forecast.
The shipping forecast day.
It's kind of got a rhythm and a meditative quality to it that kind of arrests your attention and draws you in.
On BBC Radio 4.
One of the things that always impresses me about this bit of coast, if you get the line exactly right, the next bit of land you come to from here is Brazil, 4,500 miles away.
This odd and quite moving sight of these two people standing there, listening to the shipping forecast.
There's a huge amount of weather words in Manx. Rastach, and that's a lovely Manx Gaelic word for stormy, and you've got steramach as well.
In this Swedish report, it includes 18 to 21 sea areas, including one big lake in the south of Sweden.
The shipping forecast I've selected is from a very special day for me and my dear wife, Clary.
Hello, I'm Jim Lee, and welcome back to The Shipping Postcards, part of Radio 4's day-long celebration of the centenary of the ships on the BBC. Now, in the last hour, we've been around the coast visiting the sea areas of Dogger, White and Irish Sea in the company of some of the Radio 4 continuity announcers who read the shipping forecast here on Radio 4. Now, before one today, we'll visit two more sea areas, almost at opposite sides of the map, actually, and we'll hear from a few more well-known people who share their love for the shipping forecast. To begin, let's hear from another familiar voice about their affection for this famous forecast. Now, this next person has been all across our screens this Christmas, playing Nessa in Gavin and Stacey, who herself may make a guest appearance in the next few minutes.
My name is Ruth Jones. I am an actress and a writer and a big Radio 4 listener.
And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency.
I was so pleased when I was given the opportunity to read the shipping forecast because it's like a little place of comfort.
Increasing gale 8 at times, except in Southeastshire.
There's a sort of optimism often in the shipping forecast. Words like
moderate or good.
Sort of saying, don't worry, it might get a bit stormy, but it'll be okay. It might be good and there'll be occasional rain, but it won't rain all the time. The one place that I always feel very affectionate towards that gets mentioned in the inshore waters forecast is Cape Wrath, because I've been to Cape Wrath.
Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney.
I used to take my stepchildren and I just used to love standing there with them and thinking, this is like the completely most northwesterly part of Great Britain. It just used to feel really, really magical looking out at the sea. So when I